We love the word attachment. We love the word love. Love as attachment. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Love as attachment. We know that love is attachment, and yet we don't know that love is attachment. We feel that love is wonderful and good and beautiful and most noble and desirable condition that anyone could ever experience, and yet it is the most terrible thing that could be ever known, because love is attachment, and we love our life, we're attached to it. We love our relationships, we're attached to them. We love our health, we're attached to it. We love hearing stories about other people having problems, and we're attached to them. Now you say, those are not really true, that we're not really attached to hearing other people's problems. Oh yes, we are. The media is 100% programmed on our desire to hear of other people's attachments and the sad way in which they handle it. Our media is designed to meet the needs of the people. What the people want to listen to, that's what the media drive right to. They keep a steady watch on what is being told and what is being heard, and they know what people are listening to. They have a special little secret service that tells them exactly who's listening to their television and who isn't, and who is listening to what programs and what they aren't, and how long they listen to the program, whether they listen to it from the beginning to the end or not. And the news broadcasts are one of our prime suspects, because the news broadcasts gather in the most attention, you might say. Whenever there's a conflict going on, the news broadcasts are flooded with listeners. And whenever anything is happening, whenever nothing is happening, they're flooded with listeners looking for something that might be happening. We are in love with unhappiness, really. We are in love with knowing what other things are going on in the world. We are attached to them. Love is an attachment. Now, we'd like to think that love is not an attachment. We'd like to think that love is a very noble, beautiful, glorious thing, like when you love your little child, and that love that you have for that child is just so beautiful and so wonderful and so all-enfolding. And the love that a man and a woman share with one another that brings them together and that lets them know that they enjoy each other's company, that they want to be together. That love is a very special love too. And the love that we have for our environment, for our trees, our forest, for the beauty that we see about us in our garden, the love that we have for our homes, the love we have for our family, the love we have for our community and our country. These are all very wonderful loves, but they're loves of attachment. When we could learn to love unattached, of course, that's not an easy thing to do, but when we can learn to love unattached, then we have risen to the highest level of possibility. Or living with loving unattached, we just love for the sake of love itself. Love is such a beautiful, desirable, wonderful condition. We love just for the sake of love itself. Now, when you see a little child giggle or smile, and inside of you, you just feel a warm feeling, that's love. Now, when you see a little child cry, and that makes everyone a little unhappy, including the child, we would love to shut him up, give him something to stop him, give him a candy bar, give him a hug, or give him a bottle, or change his diapers, or do whatever has to be done to quiet him, because hearing him yammer and cry and holler is not desirable. Yet, that too is part of real love. Real love is to love without values. Real love is to love without condition, without any reason to love. How can we love without any reason to love? How can we really step out and love without any reason to love? Well, it's something that we have not been trained in. It's something that we will not be trained in. But it is something that we can train ourselves in, should we ever want to do that. Now, I add that little statement there, should we ever want to do that, because that is the telling point. Do you want to be a loving person? And we won't say unconditional loving right now. We'll just say a loving person. Do you want to be a loving person? Do you want to be a person that finds good in yourself and finds good in your world? If you want to be a loving person, you have to sort of enjoy the world just as it is. You enjoy everyone in the world just as they are. You look at everyone in the world and you see them as a reflection of you, and you say, my goodness, I better clean up my act a little bit there. But basically, you look at the world and you see it as a reflection of you. You look for the beauty in the world. You look for the loveliness of the architecture, the plants, the trees, the flowers. You look for the construction of the sky and where the stars are and how the clouds float about. You look at the rain, you look at the snow, you look at all the weather conditions. And each one, you find magnificent beauty in them. Poets, artists, photographers have captured the elements and brought them down to us and given them to us in a very wonderful picture book. Our calendars have on each page a photograph of the various seasons and the various reasons for the seasons and all of these other lovely things that are going on. When we can look at life and see in life all the joyous, beautiful, wonderful things without any reason for them being there, just because they're there, and enjoy them. Can you sit for a moment as you're driving by the coast highway and stop at the ocean and just go out on the sand and sit there for a few minutes? And you're sitting on the sand with your street clothes on and you get your pants and your skirt all full of sand, but so what? You sit there. It's not a matter that you put a blanket down first. You're not planning on spending the night. You're not planning on picnicking. You're just going to sit there. Oh, you don't even take off your shoes. You just sit there. And yet, when you go out there to really sit and enjoy the beauty, not one grain of sand tops over the top of your shoe into your shoe. Not one grain of sand clings to your clothing as you sit there. Believe it. Go try it. Sincerely, just to look at the beauty of the ocean as it comes lapping in. Just to look at the beauty of the sand shore as it reaches out with the tide coming in and out. Just to look at the boats sailing on the horizon and the people who are enjoying them, having a wonderful outing, letting the wind blow them about, or perhaps with their motor, however they travel. And the surfers, if you ever watch them, they are incredulous. They are out there doing things that are utterly amazing. But yet, if you sit there on the sand, looking at the ocean, whatever it brings to you, delighting in each little video, each little program that is floating past your mind, not judging in any way, just looking in and delighting. And delighting without a reason for delight, not that you stop to take a break, you pause because you wanted to get off of driving for a while, or whatever. But you do this to go and absorb, soak in, be one as and in the beauty of whatever you look at. You may sit at the seashore and you may watch the clams or the little crabs as they crawl in and out of the rocks. You may watch the waves as it gently moves up and down the shore. You may watch any one of these things. The moment you begin to think, oh my, the waves are etching the shore, they're tearing away at the beach, they're destroying the beach, they're ripping it out. Or you look out there and you say, oh, there's a killer wave coming for those boys who are on their surfboards. They better watch out. Or you look and say, can't those sailboats see that storm coming up out there? I can see it way beyond the horizon. Big black clouds coming right toward the beach where these sailboats are. It tires you just to talk about it. It tires you when you look at it and you think it is bad. When you look at the wonderful ocean, when you look at the sky, when you look at the events of life with nothing more than to see their beauty, you don't see the storm coming up on these ships. You don't see the large waves coming up on the surfers. You don't see anything untoward. You don't see anything out of line. You only see all that is the beauty, the goodness, and the harmony. And this is love as a joy, not as an attachment. And if you want to train yourself in love as a joy, not as an attachment, then practice in this way. Practice in the way that you look at all things and see it beautiful and good and fantastic. You look at all things and you see them in a marvelous, wonderful way. Can you, today, set as a program for yourself, as I do for myself most every day, to look at all of the life in the world, all of the actions in the world, all of the events in the world, and see them for their beauty, see them for their intrinsic oneness beauty, not as they are related to other aspects of the surrounding world in which they exist, but looking at it as a unique, separate, wonderful, fantastic love object, something just to love. You don't know why you love it. You don't care why you love it. You just love it. It's so lovable. And, of course, the large part of its lovableness is you, as a lovable being, looking out to find lovable objects. Look about you. You'd be surprised how many lovable objects there are to see, with no attachments. When love has an attachment, it becomes a very bad thing. Very unhappy thing. Love without attachment is the most glorious gift anyone could ever give to themselves. To enjoy the universe and to enjoy themselves, to enjoy their own body, their own life, their own house and home without attachment. Just love it because, oh, the floor is so shiny. Oh, the windows are so clean. Or they're dirty. Or look at how dirty the windows are. They have a mist over it, isn't it? But it's lovely. You look outside, and it looks just like everything is sort of tinted. Or, you know, the minute you start judging, even to say it's dirty or it's clean, you are making a judgment and you are making an attachment. But when you look at anything and you just see it for itself, the joy of real love is right there, waiting for you, just as it's waiting for me every moment of my life. Join with me in this love without attachment and see how much fun it is to find out what real love is all about. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.